This is North Shore Today for Thursday, September 29, 2022, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. It'll be partly cloudy today, temperatures in the low 60s. Supporters of the Beverly Birth Center at the Beverly Hospital took their call of support for the hospital's birth center to the company's leaders in Cambridge. The Salem News reports that about 100 people staged a two-hour rally yesterday outside the Beth Israel Lahey Health Offices in Cambridge. The company has had a plan to close the birth center in Beverly. In an effort to solve long-standing water supply issues, 18 cities and towns on the North Shore have signed a water charter. The plan, as described in today's Salem News, is to be proactive in solving water supply issues during local droughts. A fire has destroyed a Lynn Pizza shop. The Daily Item is reporting that the Shoreline Pizza and Grill was destroyed in a fire on Tuesday morning. There were two residences located above the pizza shop. And the Daily Item is also reporting that the Swampscott Fire Department added two new firefighters. They are Gino DiGiorgio and Ariana Saro. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Red Sox beat the Orioles 3-1 last night. Series wraps up this afternoon with a 1:35 p.m. first pitch at Fenway. Boys soccer, Beverly and Peabody played to a 1-1 tie yesterday. Masco topped Marblehead 3-0. Girls soccer, Masco shut out Marblehead 2-0. High school football, Peabody at Marblehead Friday night. Both teams at 3-0, both teams with winning streaks. Marblehead at 23, Peabody at 9. Peabody coach Mark Betancourt with MSO News Sports. Hey, he's got a lot to stop with that Marblehead offense.
Connor Cronin coming back.
Number 22.
He's an amazing athlete.
Yeah.
And they've got some pretty good support there with two or three other guys who can catch the ball. Their running back, number 23, runs the ball hard. And you know that they're going to have their bag of tricks and things that they're going to pull on us that we probably haven't seen on film yet. So we have to be ready for everything. Our defensive backfield, I think, is going to be tested heavily in this game. And, you know, we're working real hard to prepare ourselves for anything.
You got it. That's Coach Mark Betancourt, Peabody High Football. And that's sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us.